Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you also can find us on Facebook these days. Gosh, there's some great video stories on Facebook. There's one about a mama deer that stopped a car with people in it and led them to her little fawn caught in a fence. And oh, it made me cry. It made Nathan's mom cry. Okay. You might want to take a look at it. Anyway, it's very, very cool. So Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And golly, it is the second Sunday of September already. Kind of looks like if you look out my window, I'd think, oh, it's a cloudy fall day. But I don't think clouds have anything to do with it. I think we're being smoked out. So let's find out. Anyway, had been looking forward to going into the studio today, because often we're in the studio on the second Sunday of the month. And that was our plan, except that Miss Stacy, our call screener, has to babysit today. So she can't come in and screen calls. And so when that happens, we have to Zoom so Nathan can take care of everything a little easier in the studio. So that would mean that Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Definitely a lot different out there this morning than it has been in these past few Sundays, looking out at the sky and typically towards the sun as well.
Yeah, and it's very cloudy out there. And I have to say I did a session yesterday up in Snoqualmie. Unfortunately, we were working mostly in the house, but couldn't figure last night. I was thinking, why am I so clogged up? And why is I just, anyway, I realized, you know, I was reacting to the smoke in the air, and I'm glad I didn't have to spend all that time out there. But I'm even thinking today, you know, after the show, I get out there and have to do some chores. I'm thinking of masking up, you know, because I'm obviously having a reaction to it. So it's real smoky down in your area too, huh?
It is.
Show me the camera.
To some of our Star Wars fans out there in the Animal World family, you might think of it as the Tatooine sun, which is a planet from the Star Wars universe, and their sun is always this bright red color, and even have two of them. But for us, we might even look like we're looking at one of those suns out here in our sky.
Interesting. I'm not a big enough Star Wars fan to understand that, but apparently our other guests are, because they're nodding like they know. So let's get everybody in here. It is the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Idaho, and his sister Linda Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Seattle. So We're all zoomed in here. Good morning, Dr. Nils. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Linda, I know that because you're over here in our area, you got to be smoked in too, because I think the whole area is smoked in. If you does it look just cloudy and
it looks kind of cloudy, a little hazy. And, you know, I look at the air quality indicator app and it has us in the yellow, kind of in the middle. So it's not the best air quality, but it's not the worst.
All right. And then Dr. Nils, I think you mentioned something.
Oh,
it's, is the smoke really bad over where you are?
Extremely smoky. I look out my window and it's like, oh, now it's even worse than it was a half an hour ago. There's a big fire over in Missoula. And that's not all that far as a crow flies. It takes 3 hours to drive there. So you can imagine the smoke can get here faster. Anyway,
because let's see, if I remember, Missoula's in Montana, right?
Right. Okay. So,
and you're in Idaho.
Yeah.
But it's a 3 hour drive is where the fire is.
Okay. Right. Over the Rockies. And then there it is. And it's smoky. The Tatooine reference is perfect. It looks just like that out here.
Well, I was amazed because I drove home last evening after my session. And I came back over I-90, so I went west and then up 405. And man, I couldn't believe it. The sun, you know, was kind of, you know, was in the west on its way down. But it looked like the biggest full moon ever. But it was bright red, and it was quite amazing. I mean, I really had to, you know, consciously remember I was driving. It was so impactful when I saw it.
But I had that same thought coming down here on I-90 East. It, just looking at it, I had to remind myself that is the sun up there, not the moon.
Yep. So it seems like when I watched the weather report last night, it looked like our smoke, of course, you know, we have fires going on in eastern Washington here, but it looked like the wind was coming up from the south, so it was bringing the smoke up from the California fires. But so you might be getting a double whammy, Dr. Nils. You may get the smoke from the west, but you're also getting it from Missoula, which would be east of you.
Yeah.
So you're getting it from all over the place. So you're really socked in.
Yeah. On the way from our house towards Kooski, there's an open patch where you're looking across the top of a whole bunch of hills for miles and miles. Well, you don't see miles and miles. You see about a half mile. It is just socked in. So I don't think that's all the Missoula fire. It probably is from points south and west.
All right. Now, it also in that weather report I saw last night, and the reason I'm remembering it because we have a couple of sporting events, Nathan, to mention. Well, I don't know if you want to talk about your Mariners. I don't know what's happening with them, but last I heard, it wasn't very good news.
I mean, it's not horrible. It's not what we need to be doing either, too. I mean, we're in a situation where we can't just be doing average. We need to be doing exceptional right now. And right now, I mean, the Mariners are doing fine, but they need to be doing great.
Gotcha. Well, and we kind of have, since it's Animal World, a bone to pick with the Seahawks, because it's opening, isn't it, first game for the Seahawks today, and it's this afternoon. And I brought that up because on the news last night, they were saying that they thought it would clear and the sun would be out by this afternoon when it's time for the Seahawks game. And maybe that will be the case. Nathan was going to talk to me about that, but apparently people are eager and the phones are already ringing. And so the reason I told you we got a bone to pick with the Seahawks is because that's the reason that Stacy isn't here to take your calls, and the reason why we're not in the studio, because she has some friends. And I don't remember if you, I think it was last year. In the year before, they had a new baby, and so Stacy would babysit the baby while so they could go to the Seahawks games. Well, apparently they've had another baby, So, and there's a Seahawks game today, and they still have their season tickets. So Stacy's babysitting two kids, so one toddler and one baby. So apparently she loves these kids, and they've outranked us here at Animal World. So phooey on the Seahawks, but Stacy's having fun with the babies, so we're on our own, and that means Nathan has to do double duty today, which means he doesn't just have to keep the radio show going and all of that stuff. He's got to answer the phones too. And, this being one of our busiest weeks on the phone lines, it is much easier for Nathan when he has to do both to have the studio to himself, then he doesn't have to leave the main studio to answer the phone. Because if we were in the main studio, you'd hear him in the background, and, that's just radio kitchen stuff, so you know what's going on. Anyway, I can see that he is chatting with someone, so that means that we'll want to get things going pretty quickly here. But I think I know that Nils, or I know that Nathan, his big sporting love are is baseball and the Mariners. So that's what we talk about that. When Stacy's around, she's a Storm basketball, women's basketball gal. So we've found it for her. Dr. Nils, I think you're our biggest football fan.
Yeah, that's the thing I pay attention to. And I used to be a big baseball fan, but the problem is for me with baseball is there's so much of it. I like the football because it only happens once a week.
Well, that's true. Baseball games, they're playing all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean.
So
Yeah, they
yeah,
play so many games that.
I kind of had to, take myself off of the baseball drug and just settle for the football.
All right. So I think the Seahawks are favored today, and I think they've been doing pretty well. New coach and all that sort of stuff. So what do you think? How do you think the Seahawks are
Yeah,
going to
well,
do?
everybody's extremely excited for having a new coach, and as a result of the new coach and John Snyder, the manager, they've been acquiring a lot of new people, particularly for defense, and so we're and some offensive line, which we desperately need. So I think we're going to be a lot better off than we were last year, and we have a great quarterback. Geno hasn't had the opportunity to shine because he hasn't had a whole bunch of great people around him. He's just had a few great receivers. So I think it's going to be a great game. I'm very excited to see what little neat tricks the offensive coordinator has in our defensive genius, which is our head coach, Mike McDonald. So it should be great.
All right, and then the good news for everybody is that there's no reason to make a choice today because you can do both. You can stay here with us here on Animal World, and then you can spend your afternoon with the Seahawks. Because, but I think they're like at 1 o'clock or something. So
Yeah.
no conflict here. We can do everything. So Nathan, how are we doing? We got people waiting on the
We
line
got
already.
three people in the queue already.
Well, for heaven's sakes, just let us know before, because otherwise, I mean, it sounds like I need to get busy and start the show, so we got to do our prayers and affirmations and all of that, so we can get to the phones. But are we going to get a break from this smoke and stuff? And how critical is the smoke? I know I told you I was. Took me a moment to tune in last night, and I'm thinking, why am I so congested? And I'm so clogged, and I do get seasonal allergies and so forth, but I was really reacting to the smoke. Is it a critical situation for people, and do we need to pay attention
Well, I'm starting by
with
looking
this?
at the weather, what's coming up, and see how long we might be dealing that right now. And it seems like our air is going to be quite stagnant, not really seeing any much wind going on. And coming up in the future, as far as rain goes, to help with that, maybe on Wednesday, there's a chance of some showers, but that's just showers and 50% chance. It's not like we get like a big rain. So, not
Yeah, well,
sure how
that would
much
clear
that's
the
going
air
to
and
affect
stuff.
that whole thing, depending on how much of that rain we get. And just trying to pull up my air quality right now and see what's going on in that wise. And it's currently at 60 for the Bellevue area, which is just barely entering into the yellow and leaving the
Okay.
green. So
All
we're
right. So if
starting
you
to get
have.
to that point where, you might want to start thinking about.
Yep. So if you've got respiratory issues, you guys, if that's your sensitive area, you may start paying attention to the air quality. And if you've got to go out, remember that just the regular surgical masks are not good enough for smoke. You need the N95s. So if you want to really protect yourself, N95s, keep the smoke out. There you go. All righty. So we're going to try to keep Martha on track here. Reel me back in, and we will obviously get to chatting with Linda and Nels and talking about Nels' monthly newsletter and our affirmation for the month and, of course, catching up on the Nels or the World of Veterinary Medicine versus Dr. Nels Rasmussen saga. But we'll backburner all of that. We have to officially start the show and get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. But then it looks like we're going to be on the phones for a while. So if you haven't been here when I start the show before, then know that I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. We start with one for our animal friends, and then another one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do that have been contributed by various members of our animal world family. And we do them because they are life-changingly powerful. And you need to know that participating with me in this part of the show with prayers and affirmations is completely optional. You can say them along with me out loud or silently, or you cannot participate at all. It's not like dancing and sending love all over the planet when we do the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out. Alrighty, so here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now for us human animals, we do the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Boy, is this needed. All right, here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are spiritually blessed up here. Now, our affirmations, there are several here that we do. I say each one of them out loud three times, and you're welcome to do that along with me. And then I use all of these affirmations on a daily basis, and I know many of you do too because I hear from you. Here we go. Affirmation number one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, and was an assignment, a homework assignment years ago. And they said, do this affirmation once a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. So here we go. We'll change yours too. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from one of our guests today, Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that when you call in, Dr. Nels will work on the animals. Linda then does a session with humans, and when she works with you, she usually gives you an affirmation at the end to help keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. So many of you started doing it. I started getting told how powerful it was. I started doing it, shifted my whole life. This is one of my favorites. And when I say abundance, remember the power of your mind. Imagine in your mind what kind of abundance you're wanting to attract. at this time in your life. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, love that one. Alrighty. Now, this one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division, and is the one I use when I go out in the world and to keep myself and my animals balanced and in the right frame of mind. Here we go. Three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me. All righty. This next affirmation comes from next week's guest, and that's Natasha Venter, our intuitive gal, communicator, personal awareness coach. And this is the one I use this one for me and my animals to help us stay in balance with all the crazy energies we got to deal with these days. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then our final longer affirmation here to conclude the big group is another Ananda affirmation. It's their spirit, their warrior of light affirmation, and holy moly, is this one needed. So as we do this one, you want to see this, you know, God's light all over the country and all over the planet where all the warring's going on. Let's bring love and light and some peace. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty. Now, to wrap up this whole ritual and seed all of this, Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite affirmation, and the way we conclude this, take your hands now and cross them over your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. I always feel once we get to know that. Okay, our work is done for today. We can go. Anyway, all right. We are all spiritualized up, ready to go. And before we jive into these phone calls, we're going to take care of our advertisers. And then, gosh, looks like we're going to Vermont, and then we'll hang in Seattle for a while. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Your phone calls are next. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen during the break, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And we're going to have to discuss it sometime today, some little restrictions that are going on because of the legal stuff happening. But the good news is that everything today on the air is free. And guess what that means? It means Dr. Nels is legal and he can do it, because as long as he's free, doesn't matter what the heck he does. So we're glad he's here today. And anyway, so we don't have any problems with us doing what we do on the radio, which is really great news. And Dr. Nels will fill us in more details. So let's see. Nathan, are we ready to go with our Vermont caller?
We are all set to speak with Samiko here and her dog, Lily.
All right. Samiko, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, thank you.
And you're calling in about your dog, Lily, is that right?
Yes. She's had this problem, since I got her. She was a year old, and she wasn't taken care of very well by her first owners, and her teeth were all bad. So the vets pulled her teeth, and they put her on antibiotics. It turned most of her skin black and itchy. I think that's candida. Anyway, she still has that problem, and I have her. I mean, she gets that.
Okay, now that's, I'm going to time out just a minute with you, because Dr. Okay. Nels, in order for him to tune in to Lily, we've got to give him a good enough description so he can, you know, tune into her. So what kind of a dog is Lily?
She's a toy poodle and 12 years old, white.
Ah, so a little white toy poodle, and... Lily, Dr. Nels, are you able to get a connection with Lily?
Yes, yes. And full disclosure, Samiko and I did have communicated regarding Lily a little bit in the past here, not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Ago.
So you're
so
familiar.
So I have a little bit of an idea what's going on. And I am tuned in. And there's definitely some resetting potential here. Let's just say there's work to be done. So I'm going to get started on that, and you can check in with Linda here and see if there's some other energies we need to work with.
Yeah, and I could tell you, Samiko, when you describe, a toy poodle, the smaller the breeds of dogs, generally speaking, the more dental issues they have. So little dogs, it's really important to take care of their mouths, and they're the ones that can really benefit from, brushing teeth or, keeping the tartar and stuff off the back of their teeth. So that part of what you're dealing with is not that unusual with a toy poodle. But then when you describe that her skin turning black, that's an indication of inflammation. And candida could definitely be part of the problem. But I'll tell you that it relates to an underlying endocrine immune imbalance, and food is really critical with dogs like that. So you may be able to help Lily a lot by finding a hypoallergenic diet for her. I'm looking at specific ingredients. We won't have enough time, I think, for me to go into all of that with you today. But next week, the third Sunday, then it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, as well as we have our intuitive communicator here to check on the energy levels. It wouldn't hurt at all if you wanted to check, call in next week, and then we could talk more about what you're feeding Lily.
Okay.
That makes sense? All right.
Yeah.
So it looks like Dr. Nels is going now. Next up would normally be Linda doing a session with you. Sumiko, are you open to that?
Yes.
All righty. So I am going to turn Sumiko over to Linda. And for everyone else that's listening, now, if you're going to call in and get your own treatment today, that's great. But for any of you that are not, just know, you humans out there, you can get kind of a surrogate healing. You can kind of ride Sumiko's coattails here, so to speak. So when Linda's giving her the instructions, you at home, just imagine in your mind answering or thinking about whatever Linda's talking about that relates to you, and then this will help you too. Does that explain it well enough, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Sumiko, I'm turning you over to Linda. Linda, you're in charge.
Good morning, Sumiko. And I'm going to invite you to think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve in your life right now. Just bring that into your thoughts. And notice how you feel about that thing that you're thinking about. And then, setting that aside, focus on the feeling of ruthless. And we're going to replace ruthless.
What is the word again?
Ruthless.
Oh, ruthless. Okay.
And we're going to replace ruthless with the feeling of dependable. So now you're just focused on the word dependable. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think dependable too.
But Sumiko, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking dependable two. Dependable two. Dependable two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then, Sumiko, just open with your eyes open, look down toward the earth. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that number one thing back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that, aware of how you feel about it. And then, setting that aside, focus on judgment. And we're going to replace judgment. And we're going to replace judgment with satisfied. So now just focused on the feeling of satisfied. And the number two, this time your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. Take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking satisfied too.
All right, Sumiko, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking over to the left side of your forehead. You have taken in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. You can release that breath and replace it whenever you need to, thinking satisfied to. Satisfied to. Satisfied to.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sumiko, with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing the number one thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation that will help support what you have released from reactivating is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And you want to think this affirmation, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied, multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day. Keep it going if you can, but these are the most potent days, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And really focusing on yourself, feeling satisfied with yourself and so grateful for that.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, Dr. Nels, you worked on Lily for quite a while, and I saw you doing, you call that taffy pulling. You were pulling something out of her and stuff. So what was going on?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I should also just support Linda in this, in that for Sumiko, doing this affirmation and having had the session with Linda just now is very important to keep your energy balanced, because Lily is very connected to your energy. And so what you're experiencing is her experience as well. So everything that you can do to help yourself is helping her. So I just wanted to put that out there for you. Now, what I did is I found a number of different points that needed connecting in the upper neck, mostly down around the last rib area, the last couple of ribs. And some of that is what I call fight or flight reset. And some of it was more energetic balancing. She needed quite a bit of that. And the other thing, which I used to call taffy pulling, I try to jazz it up a little nowadays and call it energy pumping.
Energy pumping. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like taffy pulling.
Well, I got that. I got that description from you. That's what you
did. Yeah, right. Exactly. It looks like I'm pulling taffy.
It does.
Yeah. But anyway.
And you called it what again? Energy what?
Energy pumping.
Yeah, energy pumping. Okay. And it's just for whatever reason, there was stagnant energy in her abdomen area. And so I pumped that up a little bit to get it moving. That's pretty much what that means. Anyway, but the connections on the energy points is very important, because there's a lot of response to old traumas and stresses and whatever dietary insults, or, you know, if a medication didn't agree with her, any of that kind of thing can cause a stuck response in the body. And this helps to free that up and get her body working more like it should be working. And that's a great adjunct to anything else you're doing to help her heal up.
All right.
Okay.
So, Sumiko, both you and Lily are all tuned up. And if you want to call back in next week, that's when we could spend some time talking about how, you know, what I know about this endocrine immune imbalance that relates to the yeast and the allergies and the dental stuff, and how food relates to that and the kind of stuff you need to avoid and that sort of thing. So we could have that discussion next week.
Okay, excellent.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You're welcome. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
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 All righty. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to check in with Nathan and bow to him. And I'm assuming you would like to take care of advertisers before we go to Hillary in Seattle, correct?
Let's go ahead and do that.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers. So, Hillary, hang on. We're almost to you. And Hillary, and we're going to be talking about her dog, Aggie. She's one of my people. So we'll do that after the ads. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative?
I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, well, winding down this first hour of Animal World, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard right from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out online at NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center, is available to help you. Gosh, what a treat it is to go into the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home now in Shoreline. So great place to go, and eat. Lots of, you know, parking's fine and easy access. And boy, to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes, and then the work with the Acutonics forks and so forth is just marvelous. And Linda sees Jude as well as I do, so we can both attest to how wonderful it is to be with her in person, but she can also work with you remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, let us head back to the phones. And we are heading to Seattle. And Hillary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning. Hi. Hillary.
Good morning. I'm so happy to talk to you guys today.
All right. Well, just so you all know, we'll just let you in on on all the stuff. Now, Hillary's kind of family, because Hillary's mom and I were like best friends in junior high school. How cool is that? Okay, so And she lives in the same neighborhood now that I grew up in and where her mom and dad still live. And anyway, so we're kind of family. But I was down there to do a session with Hillary and her family. And a little dog, their rescue dog, Aggie. So Aggie's about a 10-month-old terrier type rescue. Isn't that right, Hillary?
Yeah. She's a little kind of wire-haired, dusty, dirty blonde. Little terrier. They guessed kind of border terrier, which I hadn't heard of. But
yeah, she looks like a taller, lankier border terrier.
So
I don't know if Nels, if that's enough description.
Yes.
For you. Are you getting a connection?
Yep. Now, yep.
So now Hillary, she's got a husband, and then you got at least a couple of kids. How many kids do you have?
Two young kids, 4 and 8. Yeah.
And then live in a fairly busy neighborhood. They got a corner lot, you know, and a big fence. It's a wooden, you know, very tall, wooden fence, but open slats so that the dog can see through. So we had major barking and a lot of needed impulse control. So Aggie loves to bark at people and animals going around the fence and all of that. And when I saw them a while back, I was able to break through, get control of the barking, get everything under control that day. And it seemed to be working and generalizing well for Hillary, but she hasn't been able to get a full handle on it. And Aggie kind of has gotten used to some of the techniques. And I think she's better on walks and a lot better around people, except, you know, going around the yard. And so Hillary and I have been having conversations on the phone, deciding what the next step is. And being is that, and I can't remember, how old was Aggie when you got her, Hillary?
She was about 6 months. So we've now had her for 4 months, and she's just still not quite getting used to even people like my family, my parents, who come around all the time.
That's the hard part, because, you know, my friend, Hillary's mom, they live in the same neighborhood. And so Hillary and her family were going to take a little trip. And so Aggie's supposed to stay with grandma, but Aggie doesn't like grandma. No matter what we did, she didn't want to have anything to do with grandma. She stayed with grandma, but Mara had to keep her on a leash and, you know, and be very passive with her and all of that. But even after all this time, she's not warmed up there. And do we know anything about her background in that first 6 months?
We just know that we got her from a rescue in La Paz, Mexico, and she was with a foster family that had other dogs and a couple. They didn't have kids, but other dogs and cats, and they made it seem like she's just fine with all those other creatures and people. But I don't know how long she was like on the streets before she got to them. I should have asked.
And I have
that,
to say that this is a pretty... pretty familiar story that I hear, because I see a lot of rescues out of Texas, and they usually come out of foster down there, and the fosters will say, oh, they're great with people and kids and dogs, because we got all that in the foster home, send them up here, and they aren't any of that. Okay, so that's kind of normal, but it's also, when she didn't get her till she's 6 months old, we don't know what's been going on, what happened, and very likely there could have been some emotional traumas. And as Dr. Nels describes, if, you know, dogs have bad experiences, their nervous systems can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. So I figured we better check that out. So I can see, Dr. Nels, you've connected with Aggie and you're starting to work on her. What are you finding with her?
Oh, she definitely has the fight-or-flight thing engaged and things that need balancing. So I am thoroughly embroiled in that. And okay. I think I might be at it for a little while more. So good to probably get a tune up for Hillary from Linda.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And so Hillary, this is our good news from Dr. Nels. Because remember, you know, I always say what we want to hear from Nels is, oh, there's a lot to do here. And the flight is definitely involved. And it may take me a while to do this. If he had come back, Hillary, and said, gee, I can't find anything to work on, then we're in trouble because there's nothing we can do. But see, the good news is that, yes, she needs this work. The question and the reason she's calling in today, Dr. Nels, is because we have to make the decision. Do we bite the bullet now and go to some specific training with this dog, you know, and walking on the leash and that sort of thing? But I felt it was worth at least getting her nervous system worked on at least once here to see if that doesn't make a difference. So we're going to see how this shakes out, and then we go from there. But you can give us an idea of whether or not you think Aggie will need ongoing resets and so forth, and should Hillary learn how to do this and all of that. But in the meantime, Hillary, you know, us humans get involved with our dog stuff, and they pick up from us. So are you open to having Linda do a session with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So Linda, you're in charge. Hillary's all yours.
Hello, Hillary. Good morning.
Morning, Linda.
So, let's see. Let's have you focus on, I'm going to have you just focus on your family, both the immediate family and extended family. And from that group, just there's someone that's been on your mind a lot lately, and I just want you to bring them into your thoughts. There may be more than one, and you can just choose that person then. Just bringing them into your thoughts. And then I'm going to have you set that person outside your thoughts and focus on the feeling of calm, the feeling of being calm. Calm in the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to give a great big sighing exhale. Just and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Let your breath back in as soon as you need to, and just keep repeating that exhaling sigh as you think calm 4.
Hillary, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the right side of your forehead, doing a big sigh, exhale, and then holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. You can replace it, do the deep sigh relief, holding it out again as often as you need to, thinking calm 4. Calm 4. Calm 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Hillary, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your shoulders and neck. And then bringing that family member back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let's find an affirmation. The affirmation is, I am calm. And every time you think, I am calm, you want to bring your awareness to your own body and just as much as possible, feel that sense of calm physically in your own body.
Wonderful. And of course, we know that the transfer is from human to dog. So hopefully that calmness, you know, helps in calming Aggie down as well. And for Hillary and everybody else that's listening, Linda, when you give an affirmation like this, how should they use it? How should Hillary use this?
You want to be thinking this either silently or speaking it out loud. And where you place your awareness is very important. The more we can notice our physical body while we're thinking affirmations, the more potent they are. They're also more effective and potent using them today, tomorrow, and the next day, and then just keeping it going. But what we're trying to do here is something was released, and we don't want it to reactivate because it was getting in the way of the natural abilities of the body to do what it needs to do. So we want to use this affirmation a lot in order to keep that particular activation quiet. And then it will naturally go away once it's been quiet for a few days.
It seems to me if Hillary feels stressed or anything too, in general, that especially related to the dog, this would be a great affirmation to do.
Yeah, it's pretty much a great affirmation for anybody at any time.
All right. Okay, Dr. Nels. Yes. It looks like you've finished with Aggie, and I saw some more energy pumping going on and stuff. So what'd you find with Miss Aggie?
Well, yeah, there was just a lot of tension in her neck. I say tension. It's how I feel it sitting here in Idaho. It feels like tension to me. It's energy that is not moving. It's kind of stuck. And to me, that feels like tension. So anyway, that was a lot of stuck energy in the upper neck. And then also kind of in the rib cage area, mostly throughout the rib cage, really. And my experience in the past with dogs, and I'm thinking of one in particular that actually looks rather similar, is that it makes them a little on edge. You could call it grumpy when they have this kind of energy thing going on, especially around their chest. And that grumpiness can translate into just, you know, come flying off the handle at everything is what it amounts to.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Looking forward to hearing how that goes.
All right. So Hillary, you know, you keep up your part with the affirmation and so forth. And then let's see how you guys do this week, and then we can regroup. That what we do next. Now, the other thing, too, is just so you know, next week, you know, the third Sunday, that's when Natasha Venter comes in. And, you know, she's our kind of medium communicator, psychic sort of person. So it wouldn't hurt if you're, you know, to call in next Sunday, because then you could give me an update, you know, and us an update of if what if any changes, you know, or anything you noticed during the week after the session with Nels. But then we could also have Natasha look at Aggie's energy and what came with her from Texas. And anyway, sometimes we can get some insight that way as to where we can target our energy and to help the change the behavior. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. Anything else we can help you with?
No, just I'm hoping to get this little girl. She's so lovely, and she just nobody else. She won't warm up to other people and other dogs. So we're gonna keep an eye on it. And I really hope this.
Well, and one of the good things is that she's really great with your kids.
Yes, right. And in general, she's not afraid of kids. Not even my own kids. She's actually much warmer to them, like strange kids.
Yeah, so she gets a little, you know, she's a good kid dog. Which, and I always say. Was this what I told my clients yesterday, because they're going nuts with this little beagle. And it's like, well, you know, good kid dogs are kind of like worth their weight in gold. You know, they're really great with kids. Then it's kind of worth doing what you need to do to deal with everything else, because they're so great with the kids. Anyway, at least we have that to be grateful for. Aggie's great with the kids.
Absolutely.
And then you
we
stay in touch
her.
With me, and we may talk again next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Martha. Thanks,
you're welcome. Amanda. Talk to you soon.
Have
God bless.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't think we have time to do another phone call here because we're almost to the top of the hour. So I guess that means Bettina in Seattle, if you hold on, you can love train with us and we'll pick you up first thing after the top of the hour. And as you just heard, we are about to wind up hour number one and drum up, fire up the love train. And this is our exercise portion, so we can get up, move around, get our juices flowing, get our energy up for the day and the week. And of course, we use the love train music to send love all over the planet for peace. And there are lots of there are places in the song where we're talking about sending to different places. Well, you remember Ukraine and the Middle East and all of that, and all around our country. Let's just spread the light all over and see massive peace over the planet. All right. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And just as a reminder, before I do that, dancing is required, you guys. You don't get to opt out here, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Join us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And here we go with our yogi energization prayer. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.